When did you know for sure you were getting the start?
Probably around Friday, I was guessing that I was going to get the start and was officially told Saturday. But throughout the course of the week, obviously, I had the preparation this week with most of the reps during practice and everything else. So, that wasn't an issue going into it.
And I think the turnover was an incomplete pass as opposed to a fumble, and what did you hear whistled on?
You know what, they called it a fumble, so you know it is what it is. Unfortunately, you know, you're trying to throw the ball and you'd love it to be an incomplete pass in that situation, because the turnover obviously cost us points.
Did you hear a whistle? A lot of guys said that the reason that they didn't stop the return was because they thought the play.
Right, they called the ball dead. From our perspective, they did, but at the same time, they overturned that, and you've got to live with that.
Did it feel like it left your hand as a pass, or?
I mean, it felt like I was in the top of my throwing motion at that point, and you know, but at the same time, it, like I said, they overturned it, and you've got to live with that and overcome it.
Talk about your range of emotions. You think you complete a long touchdown pass at the lane, and
right.
You find there's a penalty on the field on John New.
Right.
Take us through your thought process there, and did you see the call that John was whistled for?
You know, I didn't see the call. Obviously, the height of emotion at that point, you throw a touchdown pass and you run down the field to go celebrate, and then the next thing you know, the call gets returned on a penalty, and it's a tough pill to swallow at that point. And then we have, I think, the turnover was at the next play or something like that. So it was a big turn of events within a small period of time.
Matt, what got going on the touchdown drive? What went well there?
You know, we just started completing some passes and started getting to a rhythm, and we're moving the ball well. And, you know, Supernaw went up and made a great catch in the back of the end zone. And so it's one of those things that we finally got into a rhythm, and I don't think we were able to really do that very well most of the day. We've got to be better in situational football, especially on third down, to extend drives. And I think that's something that, you know, we've got to continue to work to get better at.
Once you got that going, why was it difficult to maintain?
You know, they did a good job today. I think that they rushed me pretty well today, and you know, we weren't able to really establish the run game real well. And at that point, we knew it was going to be a tight game, but at the same time, you'd love to get into more rhythm. And like I said, at third down opportunities, we've got to convert more of those to keep ourselves on the field.
How much did field position take you guys out of what you maybe wanted to do, being backed up on the goal line?
Right, that's a good point. I mean, they did a good job of pinning us back quite a few times a day. And when you're in that situation, you know, I think that you're trying to come out of that end zone, you're trying to be careful at the same time. And I think it might have taken us out of some of the normal plays that we would, you know, call out in the field.
Malarkey and the offensive lineman in the run game all said they need to do more to help put you in position to succeed. When you hear guys talking like that, what's that bring out for you?
Look, we've all got a job to do, and they do a tremendous job, and I've got the utmost respect for our offensive line. I think it's one of the best offensive lines in the league, and so I've got to do a better job, and we've all got to do a better job offensively in order to be more successful on Sundays.
How aware were you of Lawan trying to fight through a knee injury, and whether it was him or Dennis out there at left tackle?
At first, you know, I knew that Lawan hurt himself on the play, and then I saw him come back out, and I knew that he was going to fight and do everything he can, because that's the type of personality Lawan has. And then throughout the course of the game, obviously, I saw Dennis come in, and we've got a lot of faith in Dennis. You know, he's a great player as well.
We got here just after you started.
Right.
I don't know if you talked about the touchdown that you lost.
Right.
Your perspective on what happened on that play to draw the call.
You know what? I don't know. Because obviously I was looking downfield, and when we completed the ball, I thought it was a for sure touchdown. I wasn't even paying attention to anything behind me at that point. I was already taking off running down the field. And as we discussed earlier, I think just a turn of emotion at that point, and then a play later, you know, the overturn, it gets returned and results in 7 points for them. So it was a big turn of emotion in the game. But you got to be able to overcome that adversity.
And along those lines, you guys playing with the lead would have been a whole lot different than playing catch up today.
Right. When you're playing with the lead, it's a little bit different. There's no doubt about it.
What was the feeling like, Matt, I guess, as the team leaves here 2-3, not where you want to be, but 11 games left?
Right.
What was kind of the mindset leaving here?
Leaving here, obviously, you want to come down here and get a victory. We didn't do it. And like you said, though, we've got 11 games left to play. That's a lot of season left. If I know this team and I know this locker room, which I feel like I'm pretty comfortable in saying, they're going to do everything in our power to turn this thing around and get going the right direction and, you know, play better ball.
How's your arm strength at this stage of your career compared to your peak?
You know what? I don't know, to be honest with you.
Do you feel confident that you can make every throw in the playbook or anything you might come across?
Mm-hmm.
How would you grade your chemistry and timing with the receivers today?
I think that it's hard to say. You know, I have to watch the film and all that stuff. I think that we did pretty well. We had some quick game and stuff like that. And but at the end of the day, like I said, I think it's going to come down to third down and how we can get better there.
What was communicated? Did you and Marcus, I guess, communicate throughout the game? What was that like? Maybe how you guys reversing, switching roles for the day? And how much interaction did you have on the sideline?
It's a little different, obviously, having Marcus there, but he was a great teammate today. Came up and just was talking about what they're doing, and you know, especially when we got to the 2-minute situation, we were thinking we were going to get in at the end of the game. What they did in the first 2 minute when we had it at the end of the half. So he's a great support factor, and was trying to do everything he could to help us win.
How do you feel physically? You kind of got hit a few times pretty
hard. I'll be fine. You know, it's part of the game. You got to be tough when you play this game, and you got to get up, and it's just part of it.